This is a Pinball News production.
I'm Ron Chen, representing the Pacific Pinball Museum Board of Directors. Today, we wish to recognize Martin Ayub, who's been a friend not only to the museum, but the pinball community at large. As editor of the website Pinball News, Martin covers the latest news for new products, tournaments, and development with passion, poise, and truth, keeping pinball alive in the public mind. He keeps his hand busy with pen and pins as tournament director for the UK Pinball Open, UK Pinball Cup, Irish Pinball Open, and many other events, including running the UK's pinball discussion group and being among the country's top-ranked players. Martin takes no ads, no sponsorship, and lives by his tagline, Pinball News, First and Free. For his many years of dedication, reporting of the Silver Ball, the Pacific Pinball Museum recognizes and thanks Martin Ayub, recipient of the 2011 Lifetime Achievement Award, for your contribution in promoting the history and preservation of pinball. Martin, congratulations and thanks.
I'd like if I may just say a few words of thanks. First of all, I'd like to thank, obviously, the board of the museum for giving me that fantastic honour, but most of all for putting on their fifth fantastic show in the hall. I'm sure you've all been over there, you all enjoyed yourself playing such an amazing selection of machines, so can we just have a quick round of applause for the board and all the volunteers for putting on such a great show. Thank you. 2011 has been a tremendous year for pinball, really quite extraordinary, with more manufacturers, more shows, players, tournaments, leagues, and Pinball News does its very best to help support all those by publicising them. And publicising pinball was the very reason that Pinball News started. It began right at the end of 1999. I'd been at Pinball Expo and heard George Gomez talk about the way he didn't have much of a hope for the future of Pinball 2000, and we all kind of dismissed that. But then the next day when I got back home, the news of William's closure was all over the internet, and everybody was saying it was the end of pinball. Well, to me, pinball wasn't dead, and I wanted to make that clear to everybody. And that's why I began Pinball News, to make it very obvious that we still had a manufacturer making new games, who are thankfully still here today. And there's also a huge fan base and collector community out there. And those are the people and the players who will ensure that not only does pinball survive, but shows like this and all the people who are making spares and new games, and basically the whole pinball industry is still there and growing at the moment. It really has been quite an extraordinary year. So the philosophy then was to promote pinball, and it's the same now. And we've been able to do this thanks to the huge range of excellent articles written by some really dedicated and talented authors. So I'd like to thank those great writers for all their contributions to Pinball News and helping keep pinball alive. They keep it fresh, relevant and accessible. And they're doing exactly the same work in a different way that the Pacific Pinball Museum does, making pinball available and accessible to everybody and making it relevant and enjoyable as well, which is the most important part of it. Everybody's talking about fun, and these guys are the epitome of fun. So thanks to the Museum Board, thanks to all of you for reading and contributing to Pinball News over the past 12 years and hopefully into the future. Thank you very much.